At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho.
Welcome to Talk is Jericho. Happy New Year. 2020 is officially in the rear view. And we're starting off the brand new year on a positive note with a commercial-free episode of Talk is Jericho. This is my thank you to you guys for supporting the show and all of our great sponsors. We wouldn't be here without you. We're going to ring in the new year with a returning guest, one that always gets a very controversial response. I'm talking about David Weiss from the Flat Earth podcast. He's got more theories to share about the conspiracies of what he believes happened in 2020 revolving COVID, the flat earth, the election, a little about QAnon as well. And I know I say this every time David comes on the show, the opinions of David Weiss do not necessarily reflect the opinions of us here at Talk is Jericho. I don't agree with everything he says. You don't have to either, but I listen. I do my own research so I can come up with my own opinion about things. So that's what I say to you. Do your own research, ask questions, and come to your own conclusions and beliefs. In the spirit of Art Bell, I give everybody a forum. You don't have to agree with David. You don't have to agree with me either, but I think you'll find it's a very entertaining show either way and a very thoughtful show. So let's hear what David Weiss has to say this time about the conspiracies of 2020 and what he thinks is going to happen in the future and why. David Weiss right here on Talk is Jericho starts now. So it's been a pretty interesting time, to say the least, over the past 8-9 months. And David Weiss is back, one of my favorite guests, always talking about certain things that make people angry about conspiracies. And we've talked satanic government, and we've talked flat earth, and a whole bunch of other things. So, yeah, it's been quite an interesting time, Dave. This must be a breeding ground of topics for you.
You know, this is, we're all looking out going, you know, everything we've said over the last 10 years or longer has come true in 2020. So we're kind of sitting back now going, like, this is our I told you so moment. But every day is a puzzle. And it is definitely not boring. 2020 is not the year of no surprises. But first, thanks for having me back on Flat Earth is Jericho. I appreciate the invite.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you say that all the stuff you've been talking about for the past 10 years is basically coming to fruition. What types of things are you referring to when you say that?
Well, we've been talking about, you know, transhumanism, the New World Order, forced vaccinations, the collapse of the money system, you know, the unveiling of the truth. You know, everyone, there was kind of an awakening. I think it started in 2012. And people have been waking up to the reality of our world. You know, just everything seems to be crashing down. And, you know, the stuff we've been talking about is really becoming proven true. You know, we're going to talk about many things on this show today. But, you know, my main topic is the globe lie, the deception of where we live, who we are, what we are. Because everything, including this COVID nonsense, is tied back to that deception. That is the deception that they keep us under control. And now they're taking it another step. I believe I was going on vacation last year and the end of February, just when this COVID thing started. And it might have been on your show. I'm not even sure. It was with the legendary Russian Vids RV. Mm-hmm. And I think I said, I know I said, but I'm not sure where it was. By the time I get back in the second week of March, this entire COVID thing will be gone. Right?
Right.
Guessing what they're going to do next isn't the easiest thing. So I was a little off base on that one.
Yeah, I'd say for sure. I heard about that for the next 6 months. 6 months ago, you said it wasn't even real. But obviously, you know, it is real. there are people who are dying, but there's other people who get it and have no symptoms whatsoever. And it still has this 99% survival rate either way.
Chris, there's people that die every year. You know, there's the flu has essentially gone away. This, you know,
yeah.
this COVID thing is just a bad flu, you know, cold or flu. It's, you know, we can get into how they what they're doing, testing for it and everything, but it's just a bad cold and flu season. How many close personal friends, especially in the contact sports arena, have died because of COVID?
Well, nobody. And just to expand upon that, we've been working since March. More specifically since May in Jacksonville, every week wrestling. And we have 350 employees and crew that get tested on a weekly basis. And out of those 350 times, I don't know what it's been, 6 months times four, let's say 25 times, there's been very, very few positives. And nobody's really, I mean, some guys had some bad symptoms for, you know, 10 days or so, 7 days, but that's about it.
In previous years, did any of the wrestlers ever get colds or flus?
Of course, absolutely.
Okay, so you know, I'm sure when you guys are wrestling, you're very careful not to get any bodily fluids or, you know.
Well, how can you, though? We're you know, especially like.
I'm kidding.
Well, exactly right. You know, Jacksonville in the summer, because we were wrestling in an outdoor venue, it's about 100 degrees. So you're sweating all over the place and sometimes you're bleeding and. You know, who else? Snot's flying all around. So if anybody was the perfect, you know, candidate for this, it would be our crew. And it's been very, very minimal.
Pro wrestling, you know, MMA fighting proves that there is no pandemic. You know, in 2018, I think it was, a whole bunch of people supposedly died of tuberculosis. And I don't remember wearing masks and shutting down businesses for that. And when you just said it yourself, you guys have very few positive test. Well, guess what? If you test positive, you know what that means? It means absolutely nothing. The PCR test is testing for little particles that your cells produce when they're under stress. And, you know, you're going into the winter months and it'll produce these things called exosomes. And the medical world calls them viruses. So when you're under stress, you produce these particles. The PCR test is not meant to test for disease. It's meant to test for particles. And the test essentially has a dial on it, and you can amplify it. And the maker of the test, who died last year, interesting, said if you amplify it less than 15 times, it won't find anything. If you amplify it more than 30 times, it'll find anything. Okay? It'll find anything in anybody. So the standard of the test now is I think it's over 40 times they're amplifying it. So the test, not only is it inaccurate in finding these particles, it's inaccurate when it finds those particles. So, you know, what this is testing for is literally, if you like watching house fires, for example, and every time you go to a house fire, you go, every time I go to a house fire, there's fire engines. Therefore, fire engines are the cause of house fires. That's the logic. Sanity.
Well, I mean, I guess so. Just to take that step, then. So, what's the reason for, you know? Because I mean, I've known some people that didn't even take a test that were told they have a positive test. I mean, obviously, the idea is to make people think that there's as many positives as possible to allow for this for the lockdowns to take place. Or where are we going with this?
Again, this is the they're a big play for the complete takeover of all of the earth. It's to get rid of all of the small businesses, so just the big corporate businesses can survive. You know, you're not allowed to have your little hardware store open or your little boutique open, but you can pack a plane full of people. You can pack Costco full of people. You can go to a BLM rally. You can do all of the, you can go to government stores like Walmart and Costco, but you can't have your own little business. And the hypocrisy is beyond ridiculous. So, again, if there was a real pandemic, everybody would have at least a dozen or more people in their contact list that have died because of this. And, you know, people say, you know, my grandfather died. Oh, your grandfather. Well, actually, he was my great grandfather. He was 96, you know, and he had cancer and diabetes and, you know, and COPD, but he died of COVID. Right. That's literally what they're doing. If you look at the death certificates, there's more cases now. We're having what's called a case-demic. Because they're testing more people. There's testing centers everywhere and people are lining up. So the more people they test, the more positive, false positives or real false positives, whatever you want to call them, there will be. And The problem is the number of deaths is not rising. It's even going down in some places.
Well, that's the thing. It is going down. And just for some stats for people listening, they go, this isn't true and that's not true. 15,200,000 cases. Out of those, there's roughly 8,900,000 that have recovered, which they don't really talk about. Deaths is 289,000, which is a terrible amount, but that's still less than 2% of the cases. So when you think about that, I mean, once again, that's less than 2% of a death rate. And it just seems like you just mentioned for the entire economy to be shut down. Like, thankfully, I live in Florida. So we're one of the few states that is not super locked down. And we still have less cases than California. We have less cases than a few other states. And we're open. So you would think if you take the two examples of California and Florida, if the cases are going to be the same, then why not just stay open and protect the people who are at risk, people with pre-existing conditions, the elderly. I get that. But for me, as a very healthy, just turned 50-year-old guy who, once again, is training every day and is wrestling every week, I don't see any reason why it should be shut down if I can keep the lights on for other people who can't work right now because they are at risk.
You, all of your wrestlers should be dead. All wait staff should be dead. You know, all stewardesses should be dead. All doctors should be dead. If this was a real pandemic, but it's not. You know, it has to pass what's called Koch's postulate, if I could say that correctly, which is a test that came up, I think it was in the 1800s, or I'm not sure, it was early 1900s or 1800s, where you have to isolate the virus and prove that it is a pure thing, which the CDC admits they've never done. They've never isolated it. Therefore, they don't know what it looks like. They can't prove its existence. And then you have to be able to give that to somebody and make somebody sick with it. And they've tried. They've taken a sick person and they've taken pus and blood and everything and, you know, put them in close quarters and they cannot pass it to anybody. So, you know, so the people say, well, how come everyone in my house got sick? How come, you know, all this group of people? Well, we're going right now, we're going into the winter season here in the inner north region of the world. And though we're getting less sun, we're under stress. We're under financial stress. We're under, you know, the people that
depression.
Are falling for the contents are afraid of death. So this is the most stress. We're going into the winter months, and people are exuding these particles. They're detoxing these particles. So when you have a group of people together and people are detoxing together, you're off-gassing your toxins. And that might signal another body to start off-gassing their toxins. So that's why groups of people get sick. But it's not a germ theory, which was destroyed in I think 1900 area. It was completely disproven, but the medical industry just ran with it anyway. It's complete and utter nonsense.
So you mentioned earlier that this was kind of the first step to take control of the world or whatever exact words that you used. What exactly are you referring to?
So the people that are behind this are the same people that are behind things like the Georgia Guidestones, Agenda 2030. You know what the Georgia Guidestones are?
I don't know.
So in Georgia, in the United States here, there's a monument, kind of looks like a mini Stonehenge that was put up in the early 1980s that has these giant, you know, pillars of rock that have in 10 different languages a bunch of commandments on them, carved into them. And one of them is, I think it's the first one, I'm not sure which one it is, but one of them is never let the world population rise above 500 million again. That's a big depopulation number. So these people that are behind this are eugenicists. Bill Gates's family started Planned Parenthood. They were known eugenicists. Bill Gates has said he needs to reduce the world's population. Okay. These vaccines, they're letting it out. They're letting you know that in the trials, people are dying. They put out a request for AI software that could help keep track and deal with all of the injuries from the vaccine. This is a public notice that they put out looking for a software company that can handle the amount of adverse reactions to the upcoming vaccine. It's insanity, my friend.
Well, so you're saying this is kind of a way to cull the herd, shall we speak?
There's a lot of evidence that they do this every 100 years. They cull the herd. In 1918... we had the Spanish flu. And if you look back then, there's very little information, but we can find pictures of people, well-dressed people on the streets, all wearing masks like they are now. Mm. And the story is the boys got back from the war, from World War One, and and they were all sick, and they were told that they got disease from across these foreign lands, and that the whole country needed to get vaccinated to protect themselves from these boys and protect themselves from injuring the boys or from them getting them sick or whatever or both, because the whole vaccine thing makes no sense. You're like, why? If I'm unvaccinated and you're vaccinated, why do you care? You're protected.
Right. You're protected. Yeah.
It's complete and total nonsense. But the boys were sick because they were heavily vaccinated. That's why they were all sick. And then they vaccinated a huge, massive amount of the country. And there was a massive depopulation event. You know, the numbers that they tell us of the number of people that died during the so-called Spanish flu, I think that number is grossly under-exaggerated. Okay. I think a lot more people died. Again, I wasn't there. Anything before 1930 is almost impossible to verify at this point.
Right. So when you're talking about the vaccine, and once again, it seems that that's kind of the be all end all for a lot of people who just want to take the vaccine. So this is all over with and done. But all it takes is a little bit of research, like you said, to realize that there has been not enough research done to even to pass these things, and they're going to do it under the emergency vaccination rule or whatever it may be. But like you mentioned, if I get the vaccination, then I'm fine. So if you don't want to get it, that's fine. That should be your right. Because I mean, if you're talking about the flu vaccine, I haven't gotten the flu vaccine for the last, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I just never think about it, never get it.
Right. So I disagree with the first part of your statement. Is you said if you get the vaccine, you're fine. No, I think you're actually going to die.
Well, but by what people think. If I get the vaccine, then I'm fine, right?
I've got to poke fun at.
Right.
There's so much information that these vaccines contain things called hydrogel that could actually be activated through wireless technologies. There's also evidence that even on these nasal swabs that they do, that there's
Particles or something?
Microparticles, nanotechnology on the test thing. There's a lot of evidence to that. Again, haven't seen it myself, so I can't verify. But the technology is there. And, if you're within 5.9 feet of me, I'm asymptomatic, healthy Dave, I can get you sick by little spit particles floating through the air, but they got to stick a 12-inch swab and poke at the thinnest part of your blood-brain barrier. Mm. At the back of your sinuses there, that's the thinnest part. They're poking holes in it, okay? Then they instruct you to put a disgusting mask on and rebreathe your own toxins. And when you exhale, you're supposed to exhale all of the particles and waste from your body. You're literally just dumbing yourself down and making yourself sick. There's so many people getting sick right now that were healthy before, and they think it's because of this ridiculous COVIDs, I call it, when in fact, it's because they're scared, they're not going out, they have no human contact, they're wearing a mask, they're rebreathing their own toxins, they're living in fear, they're watching the news toxic again, and their literally bodies are crumbling. And then they're going to label them COVID.
Well, it's interesting because have you had any of the nasal swabs?
I will absolutely refuse. Okay. I will not get tested. You will over my.
I've had it. I think most of the tests we do are the finger pricks for the antibodies, but I've had about half a dozen of those and they hurt. I mean, they go in there, man, that comes out. You are crying from just the feel of it. The thought of it.
Look up some anatomy chart of your head and look at the thing that they're poking at. You're about the blood-brain barrier. Your brain, it doesn't allow toxins in there. They're poking at the thinnest part.
Yeah.
Would you let me take a sharp, a Q-tip and poke at your eardrum a whole bunch of times blindly?
Right.
And your eardrum is multiple times thicker than what they're poking at. Okay. So this is evil on the nicest terms.
So you were saying before about kind of this is a worldwide thing. So kind of who is behind all of this and what's the end game for what they're trying to do?
Who are they, right?
Right. Who is the mysterious they, right?
So we have the visible controllers of our country. We got the presidential, the government layer. And then you have the Rothschilds and those families above them that control all of the banking. And then there's the people that control them. I believe they are puppets of this world, and that the real controllers may not even live in the known lands that we call Earth. So I don't know. And I know that I don't know. Most people just think that, oh, the president's the most powerful person in the world. No, he's the most powerful puppet in the world. So again, you know, they admit that their plan for this new world order is order out of chaos. Do we ever discuss the Deagle report?
No.
So there's a quasi-government run site that we discovered in 2017 that does predictions for all the countries in the world for their gross national product, the population, and everything. And at Deagle.com, and they just changed it where it's harder to find the information, but it's still there. But they predict that in 2025, the population of the United States is 99 to 100 million people. Right now, what? Yeah, 99 to 100 million.
Right now, if you ever go to Worldometer, anybody listening, you can actually see the world population as it grows. Right now, it's 7,830,000.
And they want to get it down to 500 million.
How?
I don't know how they'll ever reach that number, but it very well could happen. I mean, there's a lot of ways. But when we saw this thing in 2017, we even reached out to Deagle, tried to get some answers from them. They responded once with some bizarre answer. But the information's still there. They have the United States depopulating by almost three quarters. They have Europe depopulating even on a bigger percentage. They have China going up in population by 2%. There's different places in the world that are set for depopulation. And those are the countries that are doing this full vaccination. If you look at Wuhan, China right now, do you know what's going on in Wuhan, China? They're having rave concerts, massive concerts and pool parties, and because they overcame this bullshit virus, right? But they didn't get a vaccine. You know, what happened? What happened to the people dropping dead in the streets? That's how they all got our attention. They showed people keeling over in the street. How many people have you seen keel over in the United States?
Yeah, zero.
Zero. Maybe in the ring once or twice, but that's about it.
But I mean, listen, just to say, there's been some terrible deaths from COVID. Absolutely. There's been some terrible deaths from many things, right? We're human beings. We die. It happens. And sometimes a 17-year-old kid passed away from COVID, just like your 79-year-old grandfather would. But with a 99% survival rate, that's where it gets weird for me.
Right. And this COVID, you know, people die of the flu every year. There was a statistic that came out of Canada where, you know, when you get the flu or a cold, you basically just stay home on the couch, eat some soup, watch television, and you chill out for a couple of days until it goes away. You don't usually go to the doctor unless you get an infection. And that's that. And most people don't even report. But people in Canada, there's sometimes people go and get tested for the yearly flu, or I think it was flu or cold. I'm not sure which one it was. But the number of people, it was like 60,000 people got tested positive or whatever. This year, it's like six. It's essentially zero. Everyone dies of COVID now. You have a heart attack, COVID. You die of the flu, COVID. You know, I never get sick. This winter, in January, I got a nasty flu for like 2 weeks. I was just like, I felt like I was hit by a truck. I felt like crap. I didn't want to eat. I don't remember if my taste and smell was off because I felt so crappy. I didn't want to eat anyway. So I don't recall that. But then I got over it. So if that happened this year, they'd probably put me on a ventilator and I'd be dead.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, my mother-in-law is convinced that she had it in December just because of, you know, she's very in tune with what's going on. And she said, I know for sure I had it in December. And then I was just reading a bunch of stuff where they tested blood banks with the Red Cross back from July or August that shows the corona antibodies in there. So this could have been slowly permeating for months before that.
So at best, you know, some people say, you know, it's not natural. They engineered it. Yeah, maybe they figured out they got the flu and they engineered it to be a little more severe than last year. You know, there's more people committing suicide than are dying of COVID because of this. There's people that are losing their life business, you know, their life savings. Everything is going away. There's people that could go to the hospital for life-saving early cancer treatment that aren't getting it, that are dying. Okay. This is a depopulation event, and people, you know, aren't there's people are starting to see. So it's there, fascinating and stunning at the same time.
It's terrifying. There's legit, if you're looking for, you know, just not just a blanket statement in Japan, this month, more people have committed suicide than have died from corona the entire year. So think about those stats. And it's like you said, David, and I don't care what you believe or don't believe. And like I said, to me, I see both sides. But if you don't have a business and don't have a job and don't have money and everything is shutting down, there's nothing to go back to. The cure can't be worse than the problem. And by this mass, like California right now, every business must close. That seems to me draconian 1984 George L. Orwell rules.
Orwell is absolutely flipping out over this. He's like, I've never imagined it could be this bad. You know, his book is a Disney story at this point of what's going on. You know, I go on vacation to a little island in the Caribbean where the beaches are empty. Like even on, you know, Christmas week, the beaches are on a mile long beach, if there's five people, that's a busy day at the beach. The beaches are closed in Vieques. They're closed, right? This isn't about health. This is about control. If they wanted you to be healthy, they'd say, go outside and get some sun, eat some organic food, exercise, and hug every person that you see, okay? And don't put any poison chemicals on your hand and be happy. That's health.
Like, once again, I live in Florida. My kids have been in school since September, and there's been zero. There's been a couple people that tested positive, and they send the whole class home. My son's football team, thank goodness he got to play football, but the last game was devoid of the entire senior class because somebody tested positive. Meanwhile, nobody's been sick. None of these kids have been sick. Thank God for that. So that shows, once again, why are the schools closed?
Right. Kids get the flu and end up going to school. You know, they still go to school when they're sick. This is unbelievable. If you have if you have a sniffle, they keep you home. No, if you were near somebody that was tested positive, that's asymptomatic, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. It's the dumbest thing ever. And Chris, if you're walking down a busy street, a New York City street filled with people, your brain is subconsciously processing every face you see. And all of a sudden in the distant face, you see, hey, there's my buddy, Dave. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Your brain picked it up, processed the face. You're like, friend, I know that person. And you'll notice me, right? Because you're processing. That interaction is what I call, for lack of a better word, the force. All of that information, that brain processing creates this life force that we walk through. They're literally lowering the force for your Star Wars fans out there. Mm-hmm. So that amount of separation, you know, and we are touching human beings. We need physical contact.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about this. How many relationships, romantic relationships started by a smile across the room at the cashier, behind a bar, whatever. My answer is every single one of them started with a smile, right? They've stolen that. You know, my daughter was telling me she was out at a bar somewhere and she saw some cute guy or whatever, and he had a mask on and she didn't want to go over to the table because like, oh, I can't go in that space. And then she saw him again somewhere else. And because he had a mask on, she was intimidated to go over. And then she saw him a third time, like unrelated, like God was throwing this person at her. Like you should talk to this person, maybe, who knows, but she didn't, right? She didn't, you know, who knows what it was, but all of this interpersonal relationships, all of that is being crushed.
Well, I mean, humans are social creatures, you know what I mean? And that's like teenagers and kids, but even for all of us, I mean, once again, I praise God that I live in Florida, but I know people that haven't left their houses in 6 months and they're getting more and more attuned to not talking to people or going out or doing anything. And thank goodness for the technology that we have, like StreamYard and Zoom, to where we've still been able to at least have some social interaction and be able to still, do all of these interviews and podcasts and shows. If this would have happened 5 years ago, we'd be even worse off, I think, as far as all of this.
Maybe that was all part of the plan. You know, when this first started, hey, we need to lock down 3 weeks to flatten the curve. You know, if they said, hey, it's going to be 6 months, people would have, people would have freaked out.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
If they just inch it, then they give us a little relief. They push it farther, then they kind of gave us the summer off.
Yeah.
Now they're doing another lockdown, and it's coming on stronger and stronger. And guess what? We're going into cold and flu season, right? It's December, right? December, January, February. This is their opportunity. Now, I'm not going to come out and say this is it. They're going to shut us down. But this is their opportunity to roll this thing out. You know, the dollar is collapsing. You know, go to the grocery store. There's some empty spots on those shelves. And that could change drastically, literally in 24 hours at any point. So who knows what's going to happen? You know, we live in this crazy world where deception is the norm and truth is almost never seen.
Let me ask you this. Let's talk about the word that I'm hearing more and more about, the term, about the Great Reset. Explain what that is and what kind of the whole story behind it.
So, you know, they put it as a great way to change society for the better. You know, all of these wonderful terms we hear, you know, Agenda 21, 2030, the new Green Deal. This is all about control. They want us all living in stack and pack cities. They want to, you know, get everyone out of the countryside, have everybody living in these micro grid cities where only the super elite have the ability to travel to the wonderful places in nature. That's their plan. They want to get rid of the dollar, and I believe the dollar will be gone within, you know, a couple of years, if not sooner, and have a completely digital currency. Some people think, you know, our currency now is pretty digital, and yeah, they can control you. Like, you know, there's a lot of truthers out there that have their PayPal shut down, and they demonetize them online, and they can't run their online stores anymore. And that's even without a digital currency. But they want to get rid of all cash. So, you know, the Great Reset, in my opinion, is part of this plan to massively depopulate the world, get everybody, you know, chipped and tracked and vaccinated and controlled. I mean, these vaccinations could take away your, lower your cognitive ability. They could sterilize you. They could do both. They could take away.
How can it do that?
How can they sterilize you?
No, how could the vaccines do that?
The technology is there. Look up hydrogel. And this isn't conspiracy theory. This is mainstream science talking about how there's nanotechnology in these vaccines that can be controlled with frequencies coming from, let's say, the 5G towers or whatever. I don't know exactly how it works, but they admit that they have this stuff where they can, with a frequency, get your vaccine to deliver a drug to you on will, whenever they want. Okay? They admit this, right? Mm. They have vaccines that can take away your ability to connect spiritually. That can, you know, they're already calcifying our pineal gland, which is our third eye in our brain, with the toxic substance known as fluoride. It's insidious. It's insidious.
So let me think here for a second. So why would they want you out of nature and living in the packed, stacked cities?
For control. I mean, it goes deep. They let the herd. You know, we are just a herd to them. We every 100 years we get big enough where they need to cull the herd, because I believe, and there's, you know, lots of evidence to show that our collective thought creates our world. You know, you created your reality by your thoughts and your emotions have created the world that you have around you. And if there's enough people thinking and working together, we're gonna overpower the elite. You've heard of the mass meditations where people meditate together and it changes. Like, people meditated on world peace and there was less violence. You've heard of that, right?
Yeah.
forget what the effect is called. But, you know, and Chris, you in your life have known that when you focus on something with a positive attitude, you can create that in your life. Well, they want to take that away from us. They want us to live in fear. They want us to struggle. They want us to be afraid of, you know, running out of fossil fuels, you know, no more dinosaur oil, which is nonsense. You know, they want us afraid of asteroids coming in and destroying us at any moment. They want us living in a godless or distant God universe as at best, because, you know, if you're insignificant, you're afraid of dying, you're afraid of all of this disaster and fear, and you watch the news, you give up your own power to manifest. You know, they can't do things to us unless we agree. Okay. And we're agreeing to everything that's happening to us right now. It's if we wanted to end this pandemic, if everyone took off their masks, held up their middle finger, opened up their business and went around as normal, it would be over. It would be over, done. If you wanted to make this, make it all disappear, stop testing people and then the virus would be gone.
How do you mean?
Because there is no virus. There is nothing. The tests are complete hogwash. Now, when I say there is no virus, yes, there are people getting sick.
Yeah.
But guess what? Well, you know, when polio went away, it's because they called it viral meningitis. They changed the name and polio was gone.
But we also all had to get a polio vaccination. I have the scar
right
on my
and
shoulder.
Again, man, that's another complete and total hoax. All of that was, you know, the real story behind polio was they were spraying DDT everywhere, and DDT was paralyzing these kids that were going to picking the apples that had fresh DDT on them, and they were getting paralyzed, and they called it polio. Okay. And then polio was actually, they stopped using DDT. Polio was disappearing. They introduced the vaccine. They're like, oh, the vaccine did it. The vaccine took care of it. If I get all of your wrestler guys and I don't test any of them, we have zero cases. Mm-hmm. But if I test half of them and 25% of them, you know, so now an eighth of your guys have tested positive. I test all of them. If you test positive, it's because your immune system is working. It's getting rid of toxins, right? Your body is your cells are excreting these exosomes, these particles, right? And your body is doing what it was made to do. Your body has an immune system. Take some vitamin D, get some sun, eat some good food, and you'll be healthy. Think some good thoughts. You know, Chris, there's people that were diagnosed with cancer and die, right?
Right.
And then they're doing autopsy and they find out they never had cancer because they died of fear. Fear is the number one killer in the world.
Let me ask you this. If you, and I don't know what your religious standpoint is, but for me, you know, this is where it gets very scary for me, to where you're talking about, you know, you mentioned chipped and vaccined and, you know, the demise of the dollar. You know, all of this stuff is in the Bible in Revelations, and you know, obviously the number of the beast, the mark of the beast, is something that I was thinking as soon as I heard the term vaccination, because if vaccination becomes mandatory, then what do? Either you take the mark or you don't buy, sell, trade, go out anywhere. That to me is the scariest part.
Yeah. So here's the trick. There's no such thing as a mandatory vaccine.
Right.
They can trick you into thinking it's mandatory, and they could also make it difficult for you to operate. They got all the stores and the airlines. You know, the airlines are owned by the government because they're bailed out constantly.
Yeah.
And if they still want to get their bailout money, they need to, you know.
Yeah, you got
to
play ball, right? Yeah.
So again, you know, the lawsuits for this are going to be through the roof. But I don't even know if we're ever going to get to the point where that stuff comes to fruition, because I don't know what's going to happen. You know, there could be a complete and total collapse of society, but nobody is going to force you to get a vaccine. You have to hold your arm out and agree. Okay. So again, I used to say I wouldn't get a flu shot for $1 million. $2 million, I'd consider it. There's no amount of money in the world or anything that you could pay me to get a flu shot. Not even the friggin', not even this untested new, you know, RNA vaccine that's going to literally turn you into a GMO. It's going to change your genetics. If you believe in God, God created you perfect as you
right.
are. And they're going to change God's code, the DNA. They're going to change it with this RNA vaccine. that's insanity. That could be the mark of the beast. You change God's creation. Now you can, you know, maybe you can't take the next step that God wanted you to make because you willingly changed your code.
But the only difference is you would have to know if you follow what the Bible says is the rapture happens first. And then the people that are left, you know what you're doing. You are taking the mark of the beast to now pledge your, you know, your allegiance to the dark side, or whatever you want to call it. So that's the one thing. Unless they come out and say that, you can't trick somebody into.
Absolutely. You know. I always say you can't put a bear trap in the woods without a sign buried under leaves, without a sign saying, hey, there's bear traps in here.
Right.
They're telling us there's a enzyme. I'm forgetting more than I even know. There's an enzyme in the vaccine called luciferase.
I heard that. Yeah.
And the patent code on that is 060606.
And this is something that's been talked about. If you guys want to look it up, you can find it.
Yeah. So again, they're telling us all along the way. They're you know, Bill Gates with his little slip up. Hey, you know, if we do a good job with vaccinations, we could lower the population. And a new guy just the other day, I forget who he said, he's like, you know, if the vaccinations, it won't sterilize everybody, but hopefully it'll get a majority of them. He said that, sterilize.
He did? Really?
But, wow. But then the bunkers will go, he meant, you know, get everybody immune, sterilized from the virus. Yeah, they always say it in a way where they could, you know, ease out. Chris, they always tell us what they're doing. They told us what they were doing before 9/11. They told us what they were doing, you know, massively before 9/11. They tell us, you know, Obama, the switching over to flat earth for a second, Obama and John Kerry mentioned flat earth a dozen times when Obama was president. They mentioned flat earth in their speeches a dozen times. Is that insane?
Well, I mean, all of this is, you know, I mean, just the fact that Bill Gates is kind of the guy behind the vaccine, right?
The guy that invented the responsible for computer viruses, that has zero medical knowledge, zero medical degrees. He's the one dictating that they're going to stick something into your body to change your DNA.
And charging you for it as well.
I don't know. I think it's going to be free.
Well, somebody's paying for it.
Oh yeah. Well, the government's going to pay for it. They're just going to, you know, take money from the private bank called the Federal Reserve.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And pay Bill Gates billions of dollars. Bill Gates said, you know, this vaccine investment was the best investment of his life. He's going to make $20 billion or $200 billion, I think.
Yeah. Not 20. It'll be 200 for sure. I'm sure.
$200 billion. That's, you know. That'll probably buy a loaf of bread, though, the way things are going.
So if you had to kind of, you know, because it's funny because there's a couple other guys that I talked to that are really smart about this stuff. And the one guy basically predicted last July what was going to happen. I'm talking July of 19, talking about what was going to be happening with the vote going on right now. If you had kind of had to predict the next 6 months to a year, what would you say is going to happen?
That's a tough question. The answer is I don't know. But
right.
Again, based on I'm basing my predictions on things like the Georgia Guidestones and the Deagle Report and history repeating itself. So my guess, and again, I could be completely wrong. I was wrong. I said Hillary was going to be president. And then I also said this Corona thing was going to be gone.
Yeah.
So my guess is it's going to go one of two ways. One, God's hand is going to come into play here. And for the first time, we are going to win this cycle. And the swamp will be drained, however that happens. You know, on the other hand is if enough people don't wake up, if enough people line up for that jab, I think between now in the next 4 years, there's going to be a lot of death in the street. And we're going to depopulate, you know, 250 million people in the United States are going to be dead, in my opinion. So, you know, and
what would they blame it on if people died?
Yeah. So they would blame it on the virus that, you know, and then they'll blame it on the no vaxxers or the anti vaxxers, you know, hey, we got it, but you didn't get it. And therefore people are dying. And let's say they vaccinate 70% of the country. You know, there's a lot of people saying, you know, I don't know anyone that'll take the vaccine, you know, but let's say they vaccinate just half the country and half of those people die. Okay. That's 75 million people. If I did the math right or whatever, that's a lot of people. If that many people dies, there'll probably be that many people that kill themselves after that. Okay. I mean, because the people won't be able to handle what's happening. If, you know, I live in Fairfield County, you know, in Connecticut. All right. Very nice area. Power goes out for 3 days here. People take baseball bats, okay, and in gas lines, and they're flipping out. I kind of, and not because I want it, I think God's hand is at work here, and that we're going to see an outcome through some chaos that is going to be beneficial. Now, will the herd be culled? It sure looks like it right now that there's going to be a culling. I don't know what magnitude.
That is definitely something, though, that people have to, you know, once again, and I've not been the best Christian ever, but I grew up with those beliefs and I still have them, is you see all of these signs, like you mentioned, this is a real God, you know, God going to step in and do something about it. Because everything that was, once again, if this book that's 2,000 years old, whether you think it's total hogwash or bullshit, one world government, one world currency, people just not caring about God anymore, doing whatever they want, you know, hedonism in the streets and fighting each other and all this other stuff. I mean, it really is getting to the point where you think that, you know, Jesus is going to come down and crack the whip or something like that. You got to wonder.
Yeah. I think that God's hand is at play here and how it's going to work out. You know, these are biblical times that are happening right now. So there's so many things in the Bible that really describe what's happening today. I'm not the Bible guy. My co-host on the Flat Earth podcast, Matt Long, is. And, you know, he can really, he lays out what's happening. I think one of the things in the Bible is that the God's kingdom comes and like comes out of the sky like the golden city and lands on the earth. Okay. And they give the dimensions of it. Are you familiar with this?
No, I've never heard that one before.
So the bottom line is that when Jesus returns, right, all people on earth will be able to see him at the same time. How can that be if we live on a ball?
You always got to bring it back to that, don't you?
Always, man. Because the reason is because we are in this situation because we've been fooled on who we are, where we are, what we are. You know, 6 years ago when I discovered the flat earth, I had a totally different view on life. I didn't believe in a creator. I believed in evolution and you know, the randomness of the accident that we live on. You know, I believed that we were in a probably godless universe, or at best distant God universe. And that's it. But once I discovered that we are at the center of creation, that this place was created for us, that we have immense power, everything has changed for me. I do this full time now, Chris. I left my own company to speak truth and help wake people up. And I'm waking up, you know, hundreds of thousands of people now, thanks to shows like yours and the many other shows that I do. People are, you know, I get overwhelmed with emails now. People saying, hey, I thought you were crazy, but I finally looked into it and thanks for helping me. And once you realize how important you are and that we live in a special place, everything changes. I no longer submit, you know, to authority. I no longer give them control over me, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Let me ask you this, just as we start to wind down. There's a twofold question here. What needs to happen, or what can be done to kind of reverse all this and stop all of this?
So again, that's why I push the flat earth so much, because all you have to do, and people say, what difference does it make? Like, there's nothing I can do. I'm just one person. You know, I still have to go to work. And that's right. The scam. That's the psyop.
That's the scam, right?
Yeah, that's the psyop. They want you to submit without knowing that you don't have to. So how do we stop this? We do stuff like this. We talk about the deception. We help people wake up. People are waking up so fast right now. It's unbelievable. It's so much easier to wake people up. Is that because the energy is changing, or is that because we've just really saturated with so many people spilling truth? Or is it because the elite are rushing their plan? They realize that people are waking up maybe faster than they thought. And I feel like what they're doing is a little bit rushed. So maybe not everything is in place. You know, God's hand is definitely involved here. So what do people do? Realize that you are in a special place. Realize that you are the center of creation, that you are created by the creator, and that nobody can take dominion over you unless you give it to them.
Right.
So So let me, I'm going to do a little plug here because people say, okay, if they haven't heard our last show or a couple of shows ago where we really dug into the flat earth, you know, I've lost count of the thousands of emails that I've gotten from your fans saying, I heard you on the show and I looked and oh my God, you know, my life has changed. And there's so many people that have joined in on this, what we call the flat earth movement or the true earth movement, because we know that we don't live on a spinning ball. The full way the earth is laid out is another question. But the problem is Google is now, not just now, but for the last, you know, 4 years or so has been hiding this information. They'll allow Bigfoot and aliens and whatever else you want to put on there. But if you mention flat earth, it's hidden. You can't find the information. So I created an app for people. It's called the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. It's in Google Play and on Apple. If you just look for Flat Earth Clock, it comes up. It's by Blue Water Bay. It's $2.99. It has every question you have answered in there. It shows you how the model works. It shows you how seasons work. It shows you how the stars work. It shows you that the sky is a perfect clock, not a random beehive of things flying in all different directions. It's a perfect clock. Eclipses repeat themselves every 18 years and 11 days, I think. Right? Did you know that? They repeat on this cycle like a clock. So the sky is a clock that marks times in seasons and all cycles. And by the way, December 21st, 2020, we're coming to the end of a big cycle that doesn't, like a very long cycle. I forget how long it is. It's thousands of years, I think, but don't quote me on that. But in the app every day, I tell people, if you think flat earth is stupid, get the app, take the app challenge, which is every day there's a new featured video that just shows up on the app automatically. Watch that video every day for 2 weeks, and then you will know that you don't live on a spinning ball. I do short videos during the week, little longer ones on the weekend. And then you can hit the archive button and dive in, because that's what people do. They say, hey, I heard you on Jericho. I bought your stupid app. I took the challenge, but I didn't want to wait. I didn't want to wait for the videos each day. So I hit the archive button. I haven't slept in 2 weeks. I haven't eaten anything. And my mom thinks I'm crazy, you know, or whatever. My wife wants to throw me out. So check it out. And then there's a frequently asked questions where if you'd say, like, oh, well, what about boats over the curvature? What about Eratosthenes with the sticks and shadows? What about seasons? What about, why don't people fall off the edge? All of those questions are answered there with videos and information. Check it out. It's the best thing ever. It's $2.99.
Yeah. And that, I think a lot of people always do check it out after they listen to this. But the one last thing I want to talk to you about, David, this is a whole other show. So just in brief, we keep hearing about QAnon. Is that something that is coming into play? And is that a good thing or is it a bad thing? Is it something that people should learn about that's going to help us? Or is it going to be another domino effect of all this other stuff that's going on?
So that's a more divisive topic than flat earth versus globe earth.
Yeah.
there's some amazing information that comes out of these Q drops, Q clearance that people think it's Trump. People think it's other people high up in the government, and they leave these little clues and everything. The argument is, it's a psyop to get good patriots to sit on their hands and wait for their savior to come and rescue them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's pretty good analysis. You know, the other hand is a lot of people think that there is some truth in there. Some people think it's all truth. Again, I'll watch the Q stuff. I keep it on the side. I'm like, that's interesting, but I'm not going to sit on my hands. I'm going to do stuff like this show and talk to people every single day. And defy, their stupid rules. It's unbelievable how brainwashed people are.
Well, as always, the opinions of David Weiss do not necessarily reflect the opinions of us at Talk
with Jericho. Wait, that's not what you said before the show.
Yeah, right. But, dude, always great to talk to you and hear your side of things. And there's some things I agree with, some things I don't. But you definitely have a point for a lot of stuff that's going on. And it's always great to hear your side of things.
And the bottom line is, don't take my word for it.
Right, exactly.
You have to do it yourself.
If I can just say this from my standpoint, because people go, why would you even have this guy on, to express his views? Listen, all that David's saying, that's all that I'm saying too, is just do some research and don't just take everything for face value. Because even when you watch, the news or whatever it may be, they are reporting what they want to report. And it's always been that way. I'm a trained journalist in 1990, they were doing that. So just do some research and really look into what's going on before you make your decisions about what's real, what's right, what's wrong, and to stay as safe as you possibly can. Because that's what I want. I want everybody to be as safe as they possibly can and to be as healthy as they possibly can, both physically, but most importantly, mentally.
Right. And again, YouTube is the censoring YouTube, Facebook. You can't put any of this information up there. If you even quote what the CDC says that, you know, goes against the mainstream media narrative, they block it immediately. It's unbelievable, the censorship. Go to websites like BitChute, which is an alternative to YouTube, if you don't know. BitChute or Library, LBRY. There's tons of information there. Follow, you know, just find a couple good channels like Del Bigtree or the Dollar Vigilante. Those are two great channels. You just follow them on BitChute.
And also, too, not to interrupt you, but go read the CDC and what they say about Corona, because it is 10 days. And I think they're even moving down to 7, but still the majority, it's 14 days. No, it says CDC has moved it to 10, and they did that 3 months ago.
Right, and the CDC doesn't make it easy to find. So there's lots of people that are finding this information, you know, breaking it down for you and then linking you back to where it is. They're listing the ingredients. You know, people that say, well, I'm going to get the vaccine. I say, well, what's your favorite three ingredients of the vaccine? Yeah. What are your favorite three ingredients?
And once again, for me, I know people that say, I don't care what's in it. I just want it. And it's like, that's not how you should be thinking about this. It's not how it works.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they tell you what's in it, and each thing is more hideous than the other, from aborted baby fetal cells to mercury to formaldehyde to fungus. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff in there.
And also what you said before, when you mentioned RNA, which is kind of what this vaccine is based around, everybody listening knows what DNA is. That's what makes up the human body. RNA, I believe, is from mammals maybe or something along those lines, something that is not supposed to be in our DNA. And that's what David was referring to earlier.
The problem is, you know, people are trusting people. People are generally good. And it's hard to see evil when you don't even understand that evil on this level could exist. So, again, you know, as I say, you know, it's easy to believe the globe or the lies because you can just believe them. Belief is easy. You can go take a nap because you believe. If you want to know, you got to take the time and the effort. And, you know, who's got an extra hour a day? And it takes more than an hour a day. Who's got an extra 5 hours a day? I'd say almost nobody. Okay. But you got to take the time. So, you know, turn off the TV and start following, you know, some channels that, that have good information and see what happens. Just educate yourself. And it's not like, you know, I don't believe something because it's on YouTube. YouTube is like the world. It's filled with garbage and it's filled with knowledge. Okay, you have to sort it out. Use discernment. Use your God-given senses. Your ability to think. You know, we're not taught to think in school. We're taught to memorize and regurgitate. And those who do it the best become the teachers of the next generation.
Right. Well, Dave, like I said, man, it's always great talking to you. And I'm sure I'll be back in another 6 months or so to see what's going on then. Hopefully, it's a lot better than what we have now.
It'll be a lot crazier, in my opinion. So that's looking it, forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, brother. Stay safe, man.
Is Jericho.